I'm going to change it up a bit. Do you feel that the magic that you had, the chemistry that you had in the early 80s, which created those three masterpieces, which is, I hate to say this because there's a lot of artists that despise it, but that's what you're known for. That's why that hunger, my opinion, my humble opinion, with all sincerity, with respect, that's why for generations the Exciter name has had that integrity. Okay, not to take away from the other, but you feel what I'm saying. There's a whole revival, whole excitement with all three of you getting back together. My question to you is do you feel that that energy is still relevant now? And can you top it? Because now you're back together.
Well, you know, with the shows we've been doing, a lot of the comments, one comment in particular, we played in Brooklyn, New York.
That's a tough crowd.
We had the audience in the palm of our hands.
Nice.
And people, like, it was wall-to-wall. People were standing on each other's shoulders to see the band, to see the stage, because there were so many people crammed in this room, large room. And we had some close friends that were at the show, and they're saying, it was better than the 1980s, man. It's even better now, you know? You know, and these are close friends that know the ins and out of Exciter, you know?
Yeah.
And... But I mean, every show we've played, the audience response has been over the top because they're feeding off the energy that comes from the stage, which is us three. So they feel this energy and this commitment that we're playing our music, and they just lose it. The audience goes mosh pitting and stage diving and just like extreme reaction, not just like a mild reaction, but extreme reaction. And you know, we have the same feel and energy like we did back in the 80s. Our first rehearsal when we got back together, like Dan was saying, it was like we never stopped playing. We didn't even make a mistake.
Wow.
Like in there, you know, we thought we'd make a few rough spots in the song. But we just nailed all the songs.
Did that blow your mind, though? Having that chemistry back like that?
Well, we all laughed at a rehearsal. It's like, what's going on? We're like, it's like we never stopped playing. Like, we didn't rehearse. We didn't really pick the songs. We just said, well, let's play this song, okay. But I think the relationship, musical relationship we have, we're very comfortable with each other.
Absolutely.
Because I think we created what we have today. You know, it's we're all locked in together, you know.
My question to all three of you is obviously you're all back together, the relationship is intact, but was it difficult? Because time tends to heal all wounds.
Yeah.
But was it difficult to get back together and reconnect with that sincerity and that honesty from back in the day? Or did it just happen like that and whatever transpired between these decades no longer existed?
Nothing really transpired the time that we weren't playing together, but we had no reason to hang out or socialize because everyone was doing their own thing. Al took a break, as he said earlier. Dan was doing his own thing, and I was doing my own thing. So, there was nothing going on between us, really. I think people around us made it appear that something was going, you know, but as far as I'm concerned, nothing was going on. So, you know, we're just really comfortable with each other. I think that's the main part of why we sound the way we sound. So, yeah. And plus, we're totally into it where we're playing. We don't get tired of playing our music. You know, some bands, you know, every band has their hits of songs, you know? And it's like, you know, they go on stage, oh, we got to play this song again, you know? Like, you know, why don't people like our new material, you know? Like, but we don't get tired of our own material. We'll go out and play Iron Dogs or Violence and Force or Beyond the Gates of Doom with the same enthusiasm like we did in the 80s. Because we created that music. We're not copying anybody, you know? So I think we're really committed to what we're doing. I think it makes things so much easier. Like when our first gig was a South American tour after we got back together, and I was on the plane. We're flying from Canada to South America. And I said to Dan and Alan, I said, you know, something's wrong here because I'm actually happy.
Yeah, that says it all.
So, you know, the reunion has been a big success. We're comfortable with each other. The fans all over the world. I mean, everywhere. We've played in Japan. We've played in South America. We're here in Los Angeles. We've played New York. We've played shows in Canada. And the response has been over the top, and the attendance has been over the top. So, we have offers for 2017 that we're booking and confirming, and there's offers come in all the time. We don't take them all because of certain circumstances and conditions. We don't take them all, but we could be in every part of the world like every week, you know? So this is a good thing that's happening right now.
New music. Artists like yourselves that are pivotal, that have been at the forefront, that have created such a monster. Sometimes they get intimidated with that legacy when they're trying to write new music. Where are you with that? Are you performing new music? Do you have a hunger to write new music? And do you feel that you still have that top caliber of creativity, that you will be judged by your older fan base and, in some cases, by the young kids themselves?
Well, you're exactly right, because we're being very careful writing the new music, because it's a lot of pressure. Because people are expecting a continuation of Long Live the Loud. I mean, as far as the caliber of the songwriting. So we have some new ideas that we're kind of like in a rough form right now. But the pressure is on, and we want to make sure
that...
Do you
feel pressured, really?
We do. I do, because of people's expectations. People will have really high expectations. So... we don't want to disappoint them.
But if you're comfortable with yourselves and the chemistry is there, it will be exciting.
I know, but the level of songwriting, you know, like the quality of the songs, they're going to have to match your first three albums.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean by pressured.
Would it be safer to say it's kind of like an older boxer coming back in the ring? Even though he still has that killer jab, it's the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we still have to have the chops, we still have to have the creativity, we still have to have the energy in this new music. Because if it doesn't, we're going to get shot down right away.
If you don't mind me saying, as a supporter and a fan, I think the fact that if you can do it on stage, if you can perform those songs on stage with that energy, I think when you're recording, you're going to see a whole other beast come out.
Well, no, I mean, the energy part is no problem. I just... We've discussed this, but it's a quality. Like I said, the quality. They have to be good. They have to be really good songs. We know the people have to put on the new Exciter record and go, holy shit! These guys are amazing. They're crazy. You know, look, it's the energy is coming right off the recording. They're like in the room playing here. You know, that's what we want. We also want songs. You know, we always write anthem type songs where the crowd sings along and chants. We want to, you know, that's another aspect that, you know, when we write a song. So we have to continue that legacy. So that's what I mean by pressure, that kind of pressure.
What about you, Dan?
Well,
because you're back on, you know, the vocals.
Yeah, well, we had, like I said earlier, this chemistry in the 80s. And, you know, first of all, in rehearsal, the three of us would jump up and down and go, that's wicked. And then the fans would follow, because, first and foremost, we're metal fans. And I think, you know, like John says, the pressure is on, and it is. But so far, I know I had my own solo band called Beeler for years, and writing for Beeler and writing other stuff outside of writing with John and Al was hard, and it was a challenge. Getting back with John and Al, it's like it was old hat. It was like, holy shit, man, this is easy. Not easy, but the song started to come, and we're getting excited about it. So hopefully it's like the 80s where the fans follow suit. The pressure's on, but the chemistry's there. And it wasn't only about the live stuff, getting back together and everything clicked. I think with the new writing, we're just slipping back into the 80s where we were, because I think that's all we know. And I think we do that well. And when you write a song and go, holy fuck, that was easy, as opposed to working on it for weeks and pounding it to death and changing it and going back in the studio and blah, blah, blah. We were always pretty quick. Songs like Pounding Metal and Violence and Force and Heavy Metal Maniac, we wrote them in about a half an hour back then.
Wow.
They were bang. They were click. They were quick.
Wow.
And we never took them home and worked on them and worked them to death. And it was always spontaneous stuff that really worked, and the new material is coming across that way. So we feel good about it, and hopefully the fans follow suit. But even though there's a pressure, there's also a satisfaction of going home from rehearsal with a new Exciter song going, fuck yeah, that feels good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, to us. And it felt like that in the past, which became Violence and Force, Pounding Metal, Long Live the Loud, Stand Up and Fight. That's exactly how I feel now about the new material. So hopefully the fans follow suit this time. But everything slipped in live and everything slipping in recording or writing-wise, so we're just doing what we do because it's all we know.
This is a question I want to ask you. We were discussing this in our own private conversations. The relationship, the marriage of Exciter,
yeah.
The brotherhood,
yeah.
Okay? Back in the 80s, a lot of stress. It was a new terrain, new genre, new audience. Here we are, 2016. Big business has come into play. This is no longer raw rock and roll no more. It's corporate. There's demographics all over the world. Yet, Exciter has remained one of the top caliber epitome, what I would say, mentor bands. You're still holding the flag, though. You're still at the top holding the flag. You're still leading the march. Do you feel that you can still do this? Can you still go to war? Because you would think after all these decades there would be another band that would come and take what you've gotten and run with it. But you're still at the forefront. Do you still have something to prove?
It's not so much that we have something to prove. It's we're still carrying the torch. We always have. In you know, various forms of Exciter, that torch has remained, and the fact that
older the flame, literally,
yeah, and the fact that it's the original flame is maybe that much stronger. You know, like it's just very cool that we're able to do this still, and I mean we're just doing this. We're having so much more fun than we did back in the 80s. You know, it's like we were so young back then, and now we're older, we're wiser, and we know what to do, what not to do. And it's just awesome, you know.
One of the things that I want to say to all three of you is the fact that you reuniting and being present in 2016 in the world that we're existing in now. A world where a lot of times you wake up and it's gray, it's dark, it's negative. A world with a lack of integrity. A world where everyone is fixated on the wrong things. It's great to see three individuals who have remained humble, true, and real coming back to feed a new generation of kids what I had the pleasure of experiencing back in the 80s with you guys. Thank you very much for taking time to speak with me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.